They say it takes a village to raise a child, but maybe you just need a few moms in your corner. We visit with a diverse group of parents each week for their common sense and savvy parenting advice. Today, we want to talk about making academic leaps, not just getting skipped a grade or two, but even entering college at a very young age. While other boys are navigating the world of middle school and lunchroom hijinks, 13-year-old Stephen Stafford is charting his own course as a sophomore at Morehouse College. He's no oddity to the school. In fact, he falls into esteemed company. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. entered Morehouse at the age of 15. Here to tell us what life is like for a teenage academic whiz are Stephen Stafford and his mom, Michelle Brown Stafford. They join us from Atlanta. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's start with you, Stephen. What are you studying?
Well, I currently have a triple major in biology, mathematics, and computer science.
Okay, so you decided to take a light load, it sounds like. Do you have time to do anything else? What do you do in your spare time?
I play a lot of video games, play the piano, the drums, watch TV. I'm on my laptop. Pretty much anything else another 13-year-old kid would do.
Okay, do you live on campus or do you go home every day? Or?
No, I live with my parents.
Mrs. Stafford, I want to ask how this sort of came about because I know that you homeschooled Stephen. Why did you do that in the first place?
Well, initially, I've always worked with my kids when they were very young, when they were toddlers, so we're between 2.5 and 3. And so when Stephen turned 4, we were working out of workbooks. But I noticed that Stephen was finishing up workbooks a lot faster than expected. And so when I talked to my husband about it, he said, well, just go ahead and advance him. One thing led to another, and believe me, we did not intend to homeschool as long as we did, but when we tried to put Stephen in both a private school and a public school, it didn't go well. We knew that he wasn't getting much out of the experience. So I continued to homeschool for as long as I could until I couldn't anymore, particularly in the subject of mathematics. I needed help.
How old was he when you first realized that he was really moving along at an accelerated rate?
Probably when he was 6, and we learned that Stephen could master, or he had mastered, algebraic concepts that early.
I still haven't mastered algebraic concepts. And is that the point at which you thought, well, I need some help at that point? Or
no, it was actually when Stephen turned 11, and my brick wall was Algebra 2. When it got to the point where he started teaching me some of the things, then I knew I was in trouble. And I sought the assistance of Morehouse College.
So you went immediately to the college. You didn't go to a high school at that point? Or
well, actually, I tried the neighborhood high school. And I was advised that, you know, maybe we should try some other things just to keep him preoccupied. I also tried other colleges. But the one that was more receptive to our situation was Morehouse.
Now, Stephen, when you were being homeschooled, obviously you were a whiz at mathematics, as your mom said, I guess other subjects as well. Did you at any time feel that you were missing out on something by not being in a regular school?
I really did not. I was actually happy that I wasn't in school.
Why?
I don't like a lot of people in one spot. Crowded areas and loud kids is overloading for me. And homeschooling, where it was just my sister and me, it was just better for me.
Do you have any friends with kids your own age, or are your friends mostly older?
Mostly older, but when I go to my cousin's house, I'll hang out with him and his friends. They're around my age, but mostly they're older than I am.
Now, Mrs. Stafford, what have you done to help him maintain a normal life?
Well, you know, Lynn, when we started down this journey, I was very unsure about a lot of things. And I remember researching as much as I could about gifted children. And I followed to the T a lot of the suggestions that were made by the experts. One suggestion at the time was that they should be around kids their own age, you know. And so we tried that. And Stephen was not happy in that situation. I mean, I remember we had knockout dragouts about it. And he was adamant about being with kids who were either older, or the compromise eventually became kids who shared his interest. believe me, I mean, most of the decisions that my husband and I made, they were weighed cautiously because we knew we were dealing in uncharted territory here. So what I used to do is try to have him involved in community projects or service programs. And I think it was okay. Was it not, Stephen? Was that okay for you?
No, it wasn't.
I'll see. He's just a different kid. So,
before I follow up with you on that, Stephen, I just want to remind our listeners that if you're just joining us, you are listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. And I'm speaking with Stephen Stafford. He's a 13-year-old student at Morehouse College. And his mom, Michelle Brown Stafford, is with us also. We're talking about his experience at college and his educational achievements. I'm curious to just follow this up a little bit more, Stephen. Did kids your age sometimes tease you, or was it a question of other kids teasing you, or just that you just felt that you were really different from those other kids?
I've never actually heard it, but if they did or not, but really, they have no effect on me. I really don't care what they think.
And how are you getting along now with the students at Morehouse College who are obviously quite a bit older than you, some of them?
I guess it's fine. I'm getting along fine with them.
So it's easier for you to get along with those kids?
Yes.
When you first went to Morehouse, though, were they surprised to see you when you first entered the classroom?
Yeah, well, yes at first. And then when I started getting higher grades than they were on the test, answering questions, helping them out in the study group, they got used to it.
Yeah, I read that you actually tutor one of your fellow students. Is that right?
Well, not currently, but I did. Well, he was making about a C when we started, and afterwards, I brought him up to about a B plus, somewhere around there.
Did you ever, you were saying that all along the way, Mrs. Stafford, you had concerns about this. What were your reservations about letting Stephen go to college at such a young age? What were your main concerns?
Initially, Stephen was invited to audit a class as early as 9. Now, I had known that there were other kids across the country who had started college that early, but for me, I tell you, I had serious reservations about it. In fact, I kind of delayed taking Stephen on campus for about 2 years until it was just plain, it was obvious that he needed to be in the hands of people with PhDs. And so even when we approached Morehouse and Stephen audited the first class and he did extremely well in college honors algebra, the second time he took the honors pre-calculus, I believe it was, and scored the highest in that class. And so when we met with the dean of admissions, initially they wanted Stephen to just start full time and for me to drop him off, and I just couldn't do it. I mean, I'm a mom. Mm-hmm. And so I heard that there was a 10-year-old who had attended Morehouse in the 80s, and unfortunately he didn't do as well. And so I was very concerned about Stephen just being thrown on campus. So my approach to it was a gradual thing. It's like I will walk him to his class myself, pick him up afterwards, and we would go home. And we did that for about the first 2 years. Now, once he turned 13, obviously, he has gotten more comfortable on campus, and we talked about it, and he was ready for me to just drop him off. As a result of that approach, Stephen is doing remarkably well.
I think, Stephen, you said that you're taking pre-med courses. Is that right?
Well, yes, part of my major.
I can't help but, you know, think how old are you going to be when you're applying to medical school, and how old are you going to be when you're actually a practicing physician? Have we thought about that?
Well, I probably will be applying to medical school at 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. And I will probably finish medical school when I am 22, 23, somewhere around there.
Do you know what kind of doctor you want to be?
An OBGYN with a specialty in infertility.
Now, how did you come to that decision?
Well, I've always loved babies, and to help them come into this world and make sure they come in safely would be a good experience for me.
That's great. You're going to be dealing with people, as a physician, I would gather, who are much older than you. Is that going to be hard, do you think?
Well, I've been doing it all my life, so a few more years of that won't hurt.
You are unflappable, aren't you? Nothing's going to make him nervous, it sounds like, Mrs. Stafford.
That is who Stephen is, I tell you.
Well, that's great. Stephen Stafford is a sophomore right now at Morehouse, and he's 13 years old. Michelle Brown Stafford is his proud mom, and they were both kind enough to join us from Atlanta. Thanks to both of you. And good luck to you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.